From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 25th annual Chili Pepper Cross Country Race is Saturday, October 5th at the University of Arkansas's Cross Country Course in Fayetteville. Over 80 college teams and 120 high school teams will be competing, plus 750 runners will participate in 10K and a new 5K open run. Registration and more information are available at chilipepperfestival.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the approaching enrollment period for new Arkansas health care plans means many people in the state have questions about how they'll be affected. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas seeks answers to some of those questions from three people close to the healthcare issue.
Plus, live theater returns in full force. No fewer than 13 productions will be on area stages in the next month. We'll have a rundown and meet the young, earnest cast of the University of Arkansas's Clean House, the first play of the U of A season. And how mammals in the University of Arkansas's museum collection are being preserved.
But first, the Arkansas Insurance Department yesterday released the rates that will be charged for policies sold through the insurance marketplace being set up as part of the Affordable Care Act. Four insurance companies that will be sold through the exchange will offer 71 qualified plans. And State Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford says he's pleased with the premiums for those plans, but says he knows it will take a lot of coordination to make sure the insurance exchange works.
Everybody is taking it one step at a time. It'll be a little bumpy at first, but eventually it'll be smoothed out. You know, we've got several entities. You've got the insurance companies, you've got the Federal Department of Human Services, and you have also our State Department of Human Services. We're blending all of those entities into, you know, one outcome. So, and it's all new, you know, and so, but we'll get there, and we're looking forward to helping our Arkansas consumers.
Bradford says the rates were as much as 25% under what had been initially requested. Open enrollment begins a week from today, with coverage beginning at the first of the year. 500,000 Arkansans are expected to sign up. We'll have much more about the healthcare enrollment plan in just a few minutes on Ozarks at Large.
The U.S. Census Bureau recently released details of its 2012 American Community Survey, which includes data that gives insight into poverty levels across the country and in Arkansas. The report shows Arkansas's poverty level for the year was at 19.8%, slightly higher than the previous year. Rich Huddleston is the director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. While he says one in five Arkansans are living in poverty, likely as a result of continuing recovery from the economic recession, Arkansas's poverty levels are similar to the state's southern neighbors who have historically also had high poverty rates.
I think for me, what is most troubling about the new poverty numbers is that it shows that nearly 29% of children living in poverty. And of course, like everybody's by now very well aware of all the research that's been conducted over the years that really shows that when children, especially young children, grow up in poverty, they're much more likely to be at risk of a lot of negative outcomes that can impact their ability to develop and succeed, and also how they do later in life.
He says two short-term measures that could help alleviate the state's high poverty rates would be implementation of the Affordable Care Act and the private option in Arkansas, which would help ensure those living in poverty and provide a safety net for future income, and the passage of a federal nutrition bill, known as food stamps or SNAP, to provide adequate nutrition assistance for those living on low incomes. But both of those measures have been politically contentious issues over the course of the past year. With much debate still circulating over Arkansas's implementation of the private option and the Republican majority in the U.S. House wanting to defund the Affordable Care Act, as well as the House's action of stripping the SNAP provision from the Farm Bill earlier this year. Huddleston says the political gridlock in Washington leaves few clear answers of how to address poverty.
It's a shame that we have federal policymakers who, quite frankly, are making decisions that are not in the best interest of many of their constituents. And if you look at the constituents in our congressional delegation, those are folks who would benefit the most, quite frankly, from the Affordable Care Act and from budget decisions concerning the SNAP program. How we move them to get them to where they need to be on those issues, that's a tough one, and I think it's the responsibility of all of us, of all the state citizens, to contact members of our congressional delegation and let them know where we think they need to be on these issues.
Huddleston says a long-term solution to high poverty rates in the South and elsewhere is to improve educational opportunities, particularly for those who are most vulnerable to poverty, to help insulate against the effects of future recessions.
Researchers at Arkansas Children's Hospital are continuing efforts to prevent childhood obesity. Dr. Elizabeth Borsheim is working with a team of six scientists to determine how metabolism, exercise, physiology, and nutrition affect weight gain.
We are in the process of building a physical activity lab where we will study the influence then of exercise on how carbohydrates and protein and fat is handled in the body and how that then in the long term can prevent obesity.
Dr. Borsheim says findings from the research could be used to curb negative health outcomes in children and adults, such as diabetes and other obesity-related illnesses.
Although several area colleges are reporting increased enrollment this fall semester, the overall college enrollment is down across Arkansas. According to the Department of Higher Education, just more than 170,000 students are enrolled at 2- and 4-year colleges in the state. But average enrollment at the state's 33 public colleges and universities was down 2%, though full-time enrollment was up slightly. 4-year college enrollment increased by an average of just under 1%, but enrollment at 2-year schools decreased by an average of 6%.
Beginning today, a portion of Huntsville Road in Fayetteville will be closed for sidewalk construction. The eastbound lane between Curtis Avenue and Happy Hollow Road will be closed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. through October 11th as crews build a sidewalk on the south side of the street. The section under construction is just the first phase in a new sidewalk that will stretch between Happy Hollow Road and Morningside Drive. The first section is being built using federal stimulus money obtained through the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department. The remaining stretch of sidewalk from Curtis Avenue to Morningside Drive will be completed using funds from the city's capital improvement program.
The number of travelers flying out of Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport declined slightly during August. According to thecitywire.com, nearly 51,000 passengers flew through XNA during the month, less than 1% down from August of 2012. However, the first 8 months of the year saw more than 388,000 passengers travel through the airport, an increase of just more than 3% over 2012 totals. At the Fort Smith Regional Airport, the opposite trends occurred for the month. During August, more than 7,000 passengers traveled through the airport, an increase of more than 5.5% over August of 2012. But for the first 8 months of the year, the airport totaled nearly 57,000 enplanements, 2.3% lower than during the same period in 2012.
With deer season opening for bow hunters this weekend, the Bella Vista Property Owners Association is reminding residents no hunting is allowed on POA-owned private property, but the association regulations do allow bow hunting on certain areas of common property that are 50 yards away from homes, trails, golf courses, pavilions, parks, lakes, ball courts, buildings, facilities, or other amenities.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows from 53 in northwest Arkansas to 60 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the 80s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows from 56 in northwest Arkansas to 62 in the Arkansas River Valley.